Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock, recently shared his views on a range of economic issues during an interview with Ian Boyne. Stay tuned for the Director General's take on the government's economic reform program, the exchange rate, and the country's future.
Why generally would you say is our economic reform program the way to go? It's painful to many people, but why would you say that this pain is necessary if we are going to get ourselves to the point of sustainable growth?
A lot of the pain comes from the perspective of fiscal adjustment, that we've been living beyond our means for years. We have been borrowing money and not using it productively. And if you look back to where we were a year ago, we were cut off by the international development partners. We weren't getting any funding from the EU or IDB or IMF or anybody else. We're heavily indebted. The net international reserves had fallen from over $2 billion to about 800 and something million. If we had continued as on, we'd have been in a situation, we'd have run out of reserves and we'd have found ourselves in a situation not being able to meet our international obligations. So when we reflect on what is happening now, we have got to reflect on what would have happened if we didn't enter this adjustment program. So essentially, I mean, to try to put it simply, you're in a situation where you've been living beyond your means and you're going to have to work hard and earn more. But before that comes in, you're going to have to tighten your belt to ensure that you're in a situation where you can actually service your international obligations. So the pain is inevitable, but the pain of the fiscal adjustment, what that promises is that downstream, that adjustment is necessary. And if we continue with that adjustment, you're going to get the public finances in a situation in the not too distant future in a position where it can more easily afford the basic necessities in terms of education, in terms of health, in terms of security, in terms of the economic infrastructure, that we have got to get ourselves out of debt.
So this pain is for a later gain.
Yes, well, I mean, and there are different time horizons that as far as that is concerned, you're not going to have instant gratification, that you have to make sacrifice now for the benefit in the future.
In other words, with the program. The dollar is a concern to many people. What would you say to those persons?
Ultimately, you know, there's sometimes a confusion between competitiveness and stability. The market can stabilize. It doesn't necessarily mean that the real stabilize is a competitive exchange rate. Nor does a competitive exchange rate indicate where the market will stabilize. It doesn't indicate that.
So, but you're saying we can't artificially fix the exchange rate. It hasn't worked in the past.
I certainly would not recommend that. I mean, that and Jamaica doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. We have the experiences that long period from the late 1970s into the late 1980s, ending in the auction system, exchange control, only $50 to leave the country, have to be stamped in your passport, people searching at the airport. So if anybody fixes the exchange rate, they have to fix it in a context where they can guarantee that the official system is going to be able to supply people all the foreign exchange they want, when they want it, at that official exchange rate. If you don't do that, you're going to have the same problems going from the late 1970s back into the late 1980s. So it's not a panacea.
As we conclude, your prognosis for the future, how do you feel about the future of the Jamaican economy?
I feel like the prospects are positive. I mean, we expect stronger growth in the next year. I mean, some of the same sectors, construction, agriculture, mining, I mean, should be okay. Hotels and restaurants and so on should be okay. The sort of doing business reforms are important. We have to alter the conditions under which the private sector operates. We need to make it more conducive to private sector investment. So all of those reforms, collateral, the tax incentive system and so on, we have to accelerate those reforms. We have to accelerate, I mean, the implementation of the major projects which have been spoken about. We have to get those things in the ground as quickly as possible. The energy solution is important. I mean, we have to move on that. And the security issues and so on. Opportunities are there, but we have to move more quickly in terms of resolving those problems to facilitate the doing of business.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.